I'm Jamie Strobel, and today we are with Sister Reina Iberto. She is the second counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency, and we are just so grateful to have you with us
today. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure for me to be here.
And Sister Berto, I have to say, when I think about you, I think about the talk you gave about the monarch butterflies. That always comes to my mind.
Yes.
And you talk about being with one accord and that unity that we need to have as members of the church and as, you know, just a world family. In preparation of this interview, I'm reviewing those videos that the church released and the inspirational videos about your life story. There's a three-part video series, and I feel like my love and appreciation for you has only grown, even though we don't know each other very well.
Thank you.
But I feel like my love for you has grown just because of your testimony and all that you've experienced. I can tell that you've had a very hard life at times, and I've seen just the strength that you've been able to have as you've been able to conquer those trials and those experiences. And so I wanted to just ask you, how do you think those experiences you had when you were younger and growing up prepared you for now?
Well, I think that we all go through hard times. You know, I think that we all could tell our stories. But I think that the important thing is that when we go through hard times, that we ask the Lord, what do I need to learn from this? And to use that experience as a learning tool for yourself, and to get to know yourself better, and to get to know the Savior better. Because when we go through hard times, we are more humble, we are more open to receive that guidance from heaven. And so it's important to stop and to think, okay, what am I learning from this? And to also learn the patterns that that we can follow in order to receive revelation and to receive that guidance. But also to acknowledge that the Lord is always by our side. And especially when we are going through hard times, he's closer to us, but we just need to get closer to him.
And it's easy to forget that, isn't it?
Yes, sometimes it's easy to forget, but we just need to remind ourselves.
And I love that you said we need to know what we can learn from it. I heard someone say that we can either, with hard experiences, we can either become bitter or we can become better.
Yes.
And I think that those experiences are to help us become better, because God is with us and all that.
But also the positive thing about it is that you become more sensitive to others. And then when you see people that are going through similar circumstances, you can be more compassionate to them and to be try to be a support for them and try to bring them to the Savior, so they can receive his healing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's what helped me as I was watching these videos about your life. I can definitely see how God has blessed you with that compassionate and loving characteristics. And I think that helped me understand why you chose the topic of today of love thy God and love thy neighbor. Sister Roberto is today's devotional speaker. Will you share why you chose this topic to speak to the students on?
Because I think that is so foundational, you know, the concept of love. To be able to develop the divine love and divine relationships in our life, of course, we need to try to cultivate our relationship with our Heavenly Father and with our Savior first, and also to try to have a healthy relationship with ourselves, and in turn to cultivate relationship with others, because I think everything is interconnected. If we love God, we love others. If we love others, we love God, you know. And also, because I think that I feel that is one of the purposes why we are here, to learn to love, because that is a commandment that we have received, you know, to love God and to love others. So through our experiences in life and through everything that we go through here, through the sorrows and through the joy, especially the joy that we can enjoy in this life, we learn to love. And that is what we take with us when we leave this earth, you know, the love that we have developed.
And like you said, love is a very fundamental, and it's the foundation of God's eternal plan.
Yes.
It's why the Savior atoned for the sins of the world.
Yes.
And, you know, love being that foundational principle, it can be very difficult for us to love people.
Yes.
How might we love those who have wronged us or who are difficult to love?
Well, I think that's there is a phrase that says that those that are difficult to love, those are the ones that, who need it the most. And I was reading some of the answers that the students gave to the questions that were posted before this devotional. And I just love the thoughts that they shared. You know, someone said, just walk in their shoes, be compassionate. Sympathy is very important. To be patient also. I remember hearing a long time ago, someone said that patience is the ability to hide your impatience. And I love that thought because that showed me that we all feel impatient, but we need to be able to control that and to try to understand the other person and to be open, to be, to really try to know them. I think that sometimes it's just because we don't know that person. And it has happened to me in my life that sometimes I had kind of a difficult relationship with people. And I thought that we could never be friends. But then I realized that I just needed to probably get to know them better. And then we became the best friends, you know, ever. And I think that we all, as human beings, we all go through hard times. And sometimes people don't know how to react or how to treat others. But I think that if we follow the Savior's example and be kind to everyone, then barriers will be, you know, turned down and then we'll be able to see people as they are and try to see them as the Savior sees them. And I feel that we don't need to be intimate friends with everyone, you know, because it's impossible. But we need to be kind to everyone. And then bridges are built and hearts are softened. And at least our heart is softened, even if we could never establish a strong relationship with that person. Our heart is softened. And then that makes us a better disciple.
And it helps us to be able to, once we can cultivate that love, it helps us to be able to forgive and to love more, yes, more fully.
Yes. And I think that we need to give time to friendship, and we also need to be polite. I feel sad when I hear that now we kind of rely on technology to make friendships and to establish relationships, when the best way to do it is, you know, one-on-one, face-to-face, heart-to-heart. And I know technology is great and it helps us connect in so many different ways. But there is nothing that replaces, you know, to see someone on the eye and to try to get to know them.
So what might be the harm of closing ourselves off? Because that was one of the principles that you'll be talking about, is,
yes,
that we need to not build that shell around us. So what could be the harm of closing ourselves off from other people?
Then we are distancing ourselves from God, from His influence, you know, from divine guidance. And we are also distancing ourselves from others. And we need other people, and we need to be a good influence for others. So it's kind of, we are wasting that potential that we have inside us because we came to this world to help other people and to let them help us. And so if we build that shell, we are losing that potential. It's a waste. It's a waste of our living, of our life, I think.
Because we realize that so many of those people, the people that we could potentially associate with, they're,
yes,
probably going to be an answer to our prayers,
yes,
more than we realize.
And I know that many of us, we suffer from anxiety, social anxiety and many other things. But if that is the case, we need to look for help, you know, professional help. We need to look for help from the church. There are so many articles written about that. And also our friends, open up and tell them, I feel that I need help, you know, and our friends can help us. So I think that I understand that some of us suffer from those things, but we just need to reach out to heaven for help and to reach out to others for help. And in turn, we'll be a help for them. You know, I think it never goes one way. Like when we minister, I don't believe that ministering is a one-way thing. It's always both ways. And sometimes it's, you know, it goes different ways because it also goes to heaven. It connects us with heaven. But sometimes we think, oh, I have to minister to this person and it's my only one way. I have to help them. But it's never like that. It's
cool.
Dynamic that happens every time you try to help someone because they help you at the same time, and you know, you receive the help from heaven, you receive assurances that you are doing the right thing. So it's never one way. It's never one way.
Throughout your talk, you're going to be sharing about five different principles that help us cultivate the divine relationships. Can you share what those five principles are?
Principle is follow the example of Jesus Christ. And I think that should be our foundation in our life, you know, to try to follow his example, to try to be his disciple. And he did it in simple ways. And he never wasted an opportunity to help and strengthen the people that were around him. And he served everyone. He did not make any difference in people. You know, he will help everyone, no matter what their background was and where they were spiritually, or he helped everyone. The second one is to repent and minister. And I learned that from President Nelson recently, as he was given some training to general leaders and authorities from around the world. And I love the way he connected ministering and repenting. You know, when we minister, it helps with our repenting, and we also help other people repent. And when we repent, then we have the desire to minister. So it's connected. And I think that, you know, this is just following again the commandments and the examples that Jesus Christ gave us, to try to help other people be better. And in turn, we get better. So it's simple. I think it's just simple concepts that we just need to remember in our life. Everything is interconnected in the gospel. It's impossible to just practice one principle without practicing another. And then love comes into it too, right? When we minister and when we repent, we love more. So it's all interconnected.
Yeah, it is.
Now, third is get out of your shell, which we talked a little bit about that. I think that it's probably a natural behavior to try to protect ourselves. And we want to be in our comfort zone. That's natural. That's the natural man and the natural woman. I like to be in my home and, you know, be there because that feels safe. But we need to get out. We need to get out and go and look for ways to grow and to help others. So that's the third one. And then the fourth one is to be active participants in your priesthood, quorum, and relief society. And I think this is so important. I think that we as a church need to understand better what the purpose of the priesthood quorums and the relief societies is, you know. And I know that this is an ongoing process that we can improve in. But if we just ask ourselves, why do I belong to a quorum? Why do I belong to a relief society? What is the purpose? And it's not just a room in a building. It's not just 1 hour every 2 weeks. It's not just an activity every son. It's more than that. It's a divine organization. And there is a purpose for them. And we just need to keep asking ourselves, why? What can I do to strengthen my quorum? What can I do to strengthen my religious society? And to really know that it is a way for our Heavenly Father to help us do his work on this earth through the priesthood keys that we have on the earth, and through the love that we can develop for our Heavenly Father and for others. I mean, there is a divine purpose, and we just need to keep asking ourselves how we can be better contributors, and to understand that we need to gather. We need to be together so we can receive that power and that strength that we need.
One thing I love about that is that it all goes back to remembering.
Yes.
The purpose of those callings that we have.
Yeah, remember, that is such an important word in the gospel and in our life, you know. And we hear it every time we partake of the sacrament, that we need to remember the Savior.
Absolutely.
And his commandments, and the fact that we have taken his name upon us. And he will bless us with his Spirit, you know. And so, fifth, pray for that love and be patient. I think it's a never-ending process. We are always learning to love, and we're always learning to be patient with ourselves and with others. So we just need to keep trying. I don't think that we can ever say, I love enough and I have enough patience. We need to keep trying to develop those divine loves.
Thank you, Sister Roberto, and thank you for coming in and sharing with us your testimony. And I loved hearing your talk and reading through it. And I know that people today at Devotion are going to be greatly blessed through the Spirit that helped guide you in writing this. Just in conclusion, what is one thing you hope the students can walk away today feeling?
Just having that desire to get closer to their Heavenly Father and their Savior, and to also reach out to others. To be, you know, the disciples that the Lord wants us to be. To just reach out, be kind, be loving, and then in turn we'll be blessed. They will be greatly blessed.
Thank you, Sister Roberto. I'm Jamie Strobel, and today I'm with Sister Reina Ayaberto, the second counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.